This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to begin today with some interrelated, interlocking parts that might affect the short and medium-term future in this economy, and then a disconnect, which honestly could do the same thing. Item number one, there are new murmurings on Capitol Hill of a maybe, possibly, could-be deal for some kind of new virus relief for this economy. That is about all we're going to say on that, because as you know, we've been down this road before with relief plans. But it does get us to item number two. Janet Yellen, in her first official remarks as Treasury Secretary nominee, maybe giving Congress a little poke in the eye.
Inaction will produce a self-reinforcing downturn, causing yet more devastation.
So that's the maybe there is help on the way news of the day. The oh no, there's not came to us from Fed Chair Jay Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in congressional testimony this morning, summing up their views on the state of this economy. And as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains, there is a disconnect.
If you watched Chair Powell and Secretary Mnuchin's Senate Banking Committee testimony today, and I know you did, you'd think they were talking about two different economies. First, Mnuchin said,
"The October jobs report showed that the economy has gained back 12 million jobs since April."
And Powell followed up with,
"Although we welcome this progress, we will not lose sight of the millions of Americans who remain out of work."
Powell looks at the big picture. Mnuchin is focused on the letter of the law. And the CARES Act did specify that some pandemic aid stop at the end of the year as the economy recovered. Mnuchin acknowledges that some additional help is needed, but he also points to the falling unemployment rate. Catherine Judge is a law professor at Columbia University.
We'll look at where we are this quarter relative to last quarter and say, look at the rate of improvement.
The unemployment rate did fall to 6.9% in October, but that's still almost double the jobless rate before the pandemic hit the U.S. Adam Ozimek, chief economist at the jobs website Upwork, says Powell sees the glass as half empty, while Mnuchin says it's half full, and Mnuchin's optimism could make it harder to convince wavering members of Congress to vote for another relief package.
You can't really rally the troops as long as you're describing the glass as half full.
If Congress doesn't pass another relief bill, Williams College economist Ken Kuttner says the Fed will say,
"Look, if you guys can't get your act together and pass some fiscal stimulus, you know, it's going to fall to the Fed to try to take out that slack as best we can."
And Kuttner says the Fed's tools are not ideal for that. Fed Chair Powell has said repeatedly the Fed makes loans, not the grants that struggling businesses and jobless workers need right now. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.